Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
That's right, In the Loop, Sports Radio 610 here on a Wednesday in H-Time. We're gearing up for practice to happen here soon, and we're hoping to get some information as to some of the big things that we're looking forward to. What are those, John?
Well, foremost, Joe Mixon, and then some other injuries. Obviously, Juice Scruggs. They did sign Questenberry, as we mentioned in the last segment. And then looking over toward Minneapolis, looking at Minnesota. Justin Jefferson says he's okay. A lot of players say they're okay. We'll see how they participate with him today and tomorrow for sure.
So, yeah, we'll keep you up to date with what's happening there. Also, in this hour, we will be giving away a $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shop. So keep it locked here and be ready. Don't.
That's a good one, man.
Don't jump early, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We don't want squatters.
No.
We don't need no Laramie tonsils.
No.
All right. But we don't. You're not wrong here, but also. All right.
Yeah.
And the worst part about it is it's never at the right time, is it?
Mm-mm.
It's never at the right time. All right. CJ Stroud, the quarterback of this team, has not had his best effort just yet, even though he has been good enough for this team to win and to put up 29 points and 19 points respectively in these games. But the question that I think is fair to ask, especially as you're facing off against the Minnesota Vikings team that clearly is of a different caliber mm-hmm. than the two that you played prior, at least now that we see that from where we are standing, is it time for CJ Stroud to take over in some ways? And I do find it interesting that we've kind of phrased this question this way, because I think that in the NFL in general, we do too much of making things about the quarterback themselves.
Yeah.
So I do want to kind of parse this out. Do we feel like, is it time for CJ Stroud to take over, or is it time for the offense in general to take over and what's happening here? Because at least, I mean, last week, it definitely was defense leading the charge and getting that victory.
I think the answer is yes. And I want to make very, very clear, because you guys have heard me talk about it on this very show the last few days, and really last week as well. CJ Stroud has been amazing. He's had amazing moments, like jaw-dropping completions that have helped win games. But so I don't mean it. This is not a criticism, because week one, the running game, DeMeco said, hey, man, run the ball more. We're killing him. You know, we heard that on the sideline when he was talking to Bobby Slowick, and Bobby Slowick wanted to do the exact same thing. Last week, you know, seven sacks. The defense took over, just completely, you know, overwhelmed Caleb Williams. And in both those games, C.J. Stroud still had amazing moments, like yes. truly amazing. So it's not that. But what it is to me is – you're only going as far as C.J. Stroud is going to take you. For all the great things out there, for all the defense, sacks, Will Anderson, you know, Danielle Hunter, whether it's Joe Mixon, whomever, the plays that have been made by Kamari Lassiter and Derek Stingley, those are all big factors that are going to take you a long way. But you're only going as far as C.J. can take you. And so what I'm saying is, all right, that those first 2 weeks have been awesome. Cool. Let's see C.J. Stroud now take this offense to an altogether other level against a really good defense, and I think that's what's going to kind of make people feel a lot better.
Yeah, I already kind of set my personal disclaimer. I think that with C.J., there's definitely some things that we need to make that we need to see clean up and get back to the places that we expect of C.J., which is some of the passes that are just a little errant, that are just a little off. We saw more of that in week one rather than week two, but still a little bit of that. Like to see that round into form. Obviously, everybody else would. I think that it's time for the offense in general to take over because you had the running game in week one, but again, that felt like there was a lot of Joe Mixon having an instance of individual brilliance in some ways. Mm-hmm. And of course, I don't want to forget Kenyon Green doing what he does, but it felt like that was a little bit isolated in the way that we view that one. C.J. Stroud, I think, it will be opened up to do some of those things when the offensive line steps up and grabs the bull by the horns, right? Some of that will be opened up with, now this is a place where you maybe talk about C.J. as like, we started seeing the ball kind of not necessarily spread around nearly as much in week two.
I know where you're going, and I agree.
Making sure that balance is there. I know that we put that on Bobby Slowick, but also ultimately the quarterback in that situation. When we talk about who's open, that's dictated by C.J. Stroud. I do want to see, and it's early in this, because again, week one, balanced out very well. Week two, you probably had an instance for Tank to have a big play and have maybe satiated that. Mm-hmm. But you started seeing the possibility, especially against a good defense, that this could be Nico Collins and the Pips in some ways.
Yeah.
And that's not really what we have been sold. That's not the bill of goods that we've been sold.
That's not what this team needs.
Exactly.
No, I'm with you on that. Not like, oh, no, they're going to throw, you know, Steph's going to throw a tantrum. No, I think just for the sake of the offense and just for the sake of how this offense, you know, like I said, only goes as far as C.J. takes you. It'll be really, really good. It's a good time. It's a good time to get Tank and Stephon more involved. Tank with his end arounds, very good. You know, Tank with a catch here and there, very good, cool. Stephon, 2 touchdowns in week one, cool. I would like to see them more involved down the field. I think they would like that. And frankly, like we're going into week three of the NFL season. There is no way that Sam Darnold should have a higher completion percentage, a higher quarterback rating, more touchdowns, and a higher yards per attempt than C.J. Stroud. There is no way that should be the case, but it is. Sam Darnold, to his credit, has been playing pretty well.
Yeah.
As I said, C.J. Stroud has been amazing, but there is no way those four categories should be something that Sam Darnold has a better number than C.J. Stroud.
And I appreciate this text coming in from the 702 that says, I feel like we only should want C.J. to put on the cape and go beast mode when absolutely needed. When you're down and you need to carry him, otherwise you should almost rope-a-dope opponents so that when you do pull that out against other teams, they're unprepared. I don't think anybody's going to be unprepared for C.J. Stroud. There's an understanding of what he's capable of doing. But I do think that I understand the perspective of you do not want to unfairly burden your quarterback, especially in the situation where you have a quarterback on a rookie deal and that's allowed you to invest in a lot of different places, which is why we have the luxury of talking about the idea of, well, you got all these damn wide receivers you need to get the ball to, right? That's the luxury that you have with a rookie quarterback on a deal where he is not eating up so much of the cap that now you can spread this around and make sure that you've added things around him. However, the reason why I lean towards some of the idea of, hey, man, taking over in the offense in general is, or really the passing offense, we came out of week one and we're like, okay, if it's going to look like this, it's going to be really fun to have that level of balance. Week two kind of brought me back to a place where just the running game in general, but then also with the offensive line, where it's like, okay, I might have a false started in some way. I might have jumped out a little bit early and thought that running offense was a possibility or a plausibility consistently where it might not be, right?
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to be the absolute worst either, but I do think that I am recognizing that, again, we're going back to where Lopez has been to start the season. Mm-hmm. This is going to need to be a primary pass offense, and with that being the case, we have not seen them play at that level to where you're a primary pass offense. Hell, even a lot of the points that we're putting up on the board, you're talking about Kyme Fairbairn hitting long field goals. I think the offense being able to not only get this thing into the red zone more consistently, but then punch it in, that's going to be something that I want to see more of. And, of course, as always.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It always starts with
exactly. Yeah, and you know, with CJ Stroud and these weapons, and you're 2-0, it also will lift this entire team for CJ Stroud. It's not a matter of impatience. It'd just be like, boy, if we can get CJ Stroud, you know, to show us that, and then all of a sudden put that down. You know, you say that teams understand what they're getting and what they're dealing with in C.J. Stroud. If he puts up one of those games, all of a sudden, it's, you know, you talk about pick your poison, which is something that we've talked about since the preseason. Oh, my gosh, are they going to come with Joe Mixon? Or is it going to be C.J. Stroud, Tank Dell? I mean, where do we go? Let's see what that looks like. I'd love for it to be this weekend against a really good defense, which would elevate, you know, confidence and momentum even more for this squad.
Yeah, and particularly with this defense. And, again, we'll talk more about what this defense poses, but this defense adds a level of difficulty when it comes to not just pressure, but simulated pressures and things that make it kind of complex to deal with. In fact, we saw Brock Purdy after their matchup this weekend talk to Brian Flores in a moment that was caught on camera and on with some audio of him saying, "Your defense is crazy, right? Like it poses a different level of challenge." So the level of step up necessary from the offense, but particularly the quarterback and C.J. Stroud, I think is going to be something that's necessary for this week, even if we're talking about as well outside of that the remainder of the season. But I do want to flip to the other quarterback, because I do have this question. How real is the Sam Darnold thing that we're seeing thus far? He is, as you mentioned, like all of these stats, right? You talk about completion percentage, quarterback rating, touchdowns, yards per attempt that are higher than C.J. Stroud, which is not something you would have imagined from Sam Darnold. The Sam Darnold we know has bounced around to four teams and that was given a one-year, $10 million deal to almost be kind of a really high-end backup or what have you behind a rookie, what should have been a rookie quarterback probably starting in J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah. No, look, as much as I said, you know, those numbers should never favor Sam Darnold. They do, and that's a credit to what they're doing offensively. And of course, you know, the Vikings with O'Connell and all their coaching staff. It's a credit to Darnold as much as anything, but I think these two things tie together.
Okay.
I think, look what they're doing with Sam Darnold. I want to see that again more. With C.J. Stroud, and I think that's where, you know, similar offenses again, but Sam Darnold should not be there. But that said, he absolutely deserves credit. And by the way, the offensive coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings, Wes Phillips. Yes, that Phillips family, as in Wade Phillips and Bum Phillips and all that. So, you know, this is a smart offensive coordinator that runs a similar thing and is getting it done with Sam Darnold.
Yeah, and I mean, I tried to go and watch some of the film from the Niners game. Not gonna lie, I tried to do this after the Astros game, which maybe wasn't the smartest thing. So my eyes got a little heavy. But one of the things that I've consistently asked is like, how much is like, you know, the average depth of target and those types of things like. Are they asking him to do the super difficult things? And as of right now, it seems like he's not doing a ton of them, but whenever he is asked to do those things with pressure and all those, he's handling it pretty well, right? And so it feels like at the very least for the purposes of the Texans, you have to treat it. I mean, you always have to treat it as if it's real, but it feels like it's more real than maybe the real that we'd be asking over an entirety of a 17-game season. Like, is he able to sustain it for the whole season? I am not certain about that. I feel like we have priors on Sam Darnold, and I do think that he has more confidence after having a season with the Niners in that circumstance and more talent around him. However, when it comes down to this, like I think he's capable of doing the things that are necessary to make this difficult, right? We've seen big plays, as you mentioned, with Justin Jefferson and those types of things, which are things that this defense is trying to curtail. We've seen him be able to diagnose what's happening and get the ball to the right place. And so, with that alone, even though he did throw in an atrocious interception, although I guess it was a good play to Fred Warner, you know, jumping out of his shoes to go get the football, but he's good enough to make it difficult on you. I don't want to say that he's great in order to like to be able to dice you up in that way, but I think he's good enough to make it difficult. So it's real enough is the answer that I'm coming to.
What would you like to see? I mean, is there a number of like because I was just thinking this as you were talking, like. I'm not saying I want him to throw for 380 yards.
Who, CJ?
Yeah.
Okay, I was like, yeah, I definitely don't want Sam Darnold to throw 380 yards.
Well, I kind of want to see that from CJ at some point.
Well,
right?
I think it'll come, you know, because that's how good we know he is. I just want to see, like, look, all these toys, they're still in the box in a sense, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't.
I mean, that would add up to about 380 yards, to be honest, man. I want all three of the receivers to have over 100 yards.
Yeah, you have the given 100 yards to Nico Collins. Yeah. That feels like a given at this point. Yeah, you have not seen Stephon Diggs go off. You saw him get two touchdowns in week one, but even then, right, like he did not get a ton of yardage. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a really muted sense of usage in that way.
Yeah.
Tank Dell had an opportunity for a splash play last week. I imagine, I mean, with what we saw last year from him, he very much was an explosive player. I do wonder how much defensive shifting is going to take that away, but you add a couple of those explosives and where you're talking about 70, 80 yards possibly for him. Like, those things are still available. I think really it's not necessarily a number to target, but just I want to see more of those plays being able to be made. And some of that is also I would like to see him be able to stand in a pocket cleanly and not have to go and do so much scramble.
Yeah, the reason I want to see, you know, the stretch in the field some more. And to be fair, a couple of texters have pointed this out. You know, Tank had that play that he could have gone for. I don't know if he would have gone for a touchdown, but he would have been.
Oh,
been a big play,
yeah,
for
I think
sure.
He was open enough to
maybe. Steph had was open on a big play. I want to say it was one of in week one. That could have been a big play, and I can't remember exactly what happened, but they missed him. There's some plays there. All I'm saying is when you start stacking those and you start getting more guys involved And CJ, you know, has that kind of game, you know, and that, you know, that's how we started this. Like, you know, is it time for CJ Stroud to take over? I think it's time, again, not necessarily with that big 380-yard game, but to open things up just so the Vikings, because right now the Vikings are like, let's stop the run. Let's put some pressure on CJ Stroud with our great sack defense. And we don't, you know, they're going to focus on that more, because I don't know if they, as much as they see the threat, they haven't seen the threat on film, you know, from CJ stretching the field.
Yeah, and 281, don't you have to take into account Juice Scruggs being out? Yeah, I mean, like,
absolutely. Yeah.
That applied some pressure on CJ, but I think also even with Juice Scruggs in, you saw, again, I pointed to, we saw some of those same mistakes when it came to letting a rusher on a stunt or something like that get by on this offensive line. Those are things that are possibilities, even though this is a good pass blocking team. But yeah, like I do wonder, and shout out to the person who said I want to see this offense look like the Saints offense. I appreciate it.
Who doesn't?
But I do wonder, like, with the particular level of pressure that CJ Stroud you know, could possibly face with this Vikings team, if it's not just more, I want to see them get down the field, like, and consistently first down, go score touchdown, right? Yeah. Just the idea of maybe give Kaimi a vacation, right? Maybe that's more of what I want to see you guys.
Give Kaimi a break.
I want to see you guys go down and score touchdowns most of the time, even if it's not necessarily big explosive, but be able to handle up on that pressure and just completely dissect a team. And that maybe that's the takeover factor that you're looking
at. Last thing real quick. You've got a banged up running back, two banged up running backs as well. So, you know, the question of is it time for CJ Stroud to take over? Physically speaking, it might be time if Joe Mixon is slowed and Damian Pierce is slowed, etc. So this is to me going to be a CJ Stroud game if the Texans are going to win.
Yeah, and we're still waiting for an update on, you know, where Joe Mixon stands, where Damian Pierce stands as they're gearing up for practice here shortly. Well, you're listening to In the Loop Sports Radio 610, and we'll get you that as soon as we can. Remember, in this hour, we are indeed giving away a $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shops. I always want to make sure I get it right, because in my brain those words all mix around. I'm like, I don't want to get that out of order. Texas Star Grill Shops is the place. $50 gift card is the prize when we do give those away. But coming up next, it's time for us to give our lunchtime confessions. We'll do that next.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
All right, I feel like you're going to have to let me explain this one. So, when I saw the P. Diddy news, I thought of Figgy.
No.
All right, man. Mm-mm. I'm about to come in there and look you in your face as a man. Like, what you mean by that?
Again, you're going to have to let me explain.
You better get to explaining that.
Hurry up.
Here's the thing. I saw it, and I clicked on a couple things. There are so many things going in so many directions with him. I don't know what exactly, other than he's being, I guess, is it not charged? I mean, what?
Yeah, he's been indicted.
I thought, Figgy, you have to explain, because you have your pulse on
this.
What
do that have to do with me?
Because I feel like you're the best at this. I was like, you know what? I don't understand everything going on, these allegations and the baby saying this about a party and all these weird party names and all that. I'm like, what is going on? What has he... I mean, I know he's been charged, but Figgy, you always have a good... It's a compliment is what it is.
He said they got your mans. You seen they got your mans?
Yeah, they got your mans on sexual assault charges.
You always have a good pulse. Explain this whole thing to me.
Honestly, man, a lot of this stuff been going on for years, man.
Right?
Years and years. Everybody known about, like, the Diddy parties and the freak-offs and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm. And also about, you know, the ways in which Diddy kind of operates like a gangster.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. That, especially behind the scenes.
Yeah. I mean, we got news that he had tried to blow up
Kid Cudi's car.
Yeah, like
that. See, all these things I'm seeing and on Twitter.
That's actually like, in
what the... What's going on here?
Yeah, that's in the documentation. So, yeah.
He's just a bad dude, man. Just a bad dude in Hollywood, and everything's starting to catch up now.
And he's going up the river, right? Probably.
Yeah, man.
It's looking like it. Yeah.
Feds put together a case that with incidents and stuff that dates back to 2008, right? So 18 years of kind of various levels of, I guess, evidence, for lack of a better term, that covers sex trafficking, racketeering. And so you get those two words
in great.
There.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, because I think the thing is, like, look, I'm not down with all of this at all with the freak-offs and all that stuff. I think a lot of people in Hollywood do be having these type of parties, but when you start bringing in money with it and women,
I saw that too.
Stuff like that, that's when it becomes a serious charge.
And forcible sexual assault, right? Like all of that in there. Well,
that part I get. But like I saw like the money thing and the freak offs. I mean, I think the freak offs are probably self-explanatory. We don't need to go into detail
are
on
they,
that.
Though?
How about the DA person that was bringing all of this up, bringing up the baby oil? Like he had like thousands of bottles of baby oil.
And I guess
you see why I was confused.
Yeah, to piggyback.
I don't know what this had to do with me. But.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I knew you'd have a pulse of it.
Never 972. Why you think he'd be doing that? That's crazy. 972 said Lopez trying to make P Figgy a thing. That's crazy.
We had nothing in
common. Wild. But yeah, to piggyback off of that, like I kind of hate when things like this happen and folks are focused on the wrong thing. Like everybody's like making the jokes about the baby oil and stuff. And I'm like, guys,
it's a serious crime.
Bigger things are happening right here.
His old girlfriend, Cassie, said this some years ago, man. And people still kind of making jokes about it. But that's the world we in, man.
Mm-mm-mm.
Watch this.
I have to be very careful with the way I say this.
Okay.
as well. Not to the level of Lopez, though. We are not going to be claiming anybody has similar situations to dudes that are going up for sex trafficking and racketeering. However, last week or maybe 2 weeks ago, Sean in one of these handoffs was asking about like sleep schedule. I was like, it's pretty fine.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Actually, my confession is actually my sleep schedule is not.
You're still messed up?
The reason why I realized this, I was like, no, it's working all right, I always try and go home, put on the drive, catch up with Clint and Ron. Mm-hmm. One thing I realized is more often than not over the last few weeks, I have had naps come and catch me during the drive. And again, this is why I got to be careful. It's not because of the drive. It's because my body keeps telling me, oh no, actually you're tired, dude. You don't think you are, but you are. And so, yeah, my sleep schedule is actually not good enough. And it was not helped at all by the Astros game last night, which took me late.
Part of it is the West Coast. Those West Coast games just screw with you
and
so much.
But I want to make sure to make it plain that it's not the Astros' fault. I've tried to go and do some work afterwards and those types of things, but it's been happening for more than just the Astros on the West Coast. I just have not figured out my sleep schedule, apparently.
Well, and when you start taking naps, it can be a good thing because I'm with you. When I used to do mornings especially, like I would never plan a nap. I would nap whenever it hit me. But when you start doing that, then your whole night you stay up.
Yeah.
You know? And it messes you up even more.
So I'm going to have to try and get that thing back together. Quick, fast, and a hurry.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Man, I don't know. In the last segment, I don't know if y'all was looking over at me to see what I was doing. So one of my jobs is kind of tough because I'm like answering calls. I'm doing all type of different stuff. And somebody called. I'm like, let me see what's going on.
Yeah.
And it was an older gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And I think clearly he haven't listened to the station in some time. And you could kind of tell he kind of dating himself on some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, yeah, I got all of these old hats from the Rockets, the Astros, and all of the. And I just don't know what to do with them.
What does that have to do with us?
So I didn't even get to that part. I was just like, all right, cool.
I don't know. I'm sensing some free hats in my future.
That's what I was thinking. So I'm like, why don't you just bring them out to the station?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'll take them.
Mm-hmm.
He like, well, I ain't giving them away for free.
Oh, he's trying to do like a swap shop.
I have no idea what he was doing.
Yeah.
And so he went on to say, I just don't know what to do with all this stuff. I'm like, why don't you have a garage sale or something? Nah, I'm retired. I ain't doing all of that stuff.
Facebook Marketplace.
He just wanted to talk.
I have no idea. I guess so. I think he just wanted to talk. I get people like that once in a while. They just, I guess, kind of want to vent.
Yeah.
But I'm like, man, like, because I'm like, hey, just bring them up here. Yeah. He's just like, I ain't giving away for free. And then I'm just like, well, just.
What do you want me to do?
So at this point, I'm running out of answers. Yeah. I'm like, you know what? Just just email me. Yeah. I was going to give him my email. Just email me. He's like, oh, I don't do that. I'm retired. I ain't got all of that.
You retire from email. I like that.
I'm just like, man. I'm like, all right, man. Hey, good talking to you,
thanks,
man.
Thanks for calling.
But I'm doing the show right
now. We are kind of busy.
I got to talk to you later. But I got to confess, sometimes I kind of like getting those type of calls. They just call.
They're lonely.
Clearly, they had nobody else. I don't want to say nobody else to talk
but they're lonely.
You know what? You're open up now. People just going to be calling your line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Expecting you to answer.
What should I do with this extra refrigerator we have?
So if you'd like to call the Figgy hotline, 573-572-4610.
He kind of had me excited a little. I'm like, okay, if you just trying to give them away, just bring them up here. I go through them. I'm sure some people around here.
Some vintage hats?
Yeah. He said, cool. I ain't giving them away.
Yeah.
I'm like, how much you want for them? He's like, I don't know. I'm just like, man, what's going on?
Yeah. Watch this. My confession. I really do believe in this full moon weirdness thing.
What full moon?
When people say, oh, the full moon, it's a full moon tonight. It was a full moon last night.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And in fact, it was a full moon and a partial eclipse, I think, and a harvest moon. It was all kinds of moons in one. But I think some people really do start to get weird. I think weird things happen on a full moon.
Okay.
I'm not real into that whole thing, you know, the mystical powers and all this other stuff. But case in point, Astros game, when I saw all the weird stuff happening in the Astros game.
You telling me that Jose Altuve took off his sock because of
people 713-572-4610.
What they call it, retrograde?
Mercury in retrograde?
Yeah. Dude, like, it's a full moon. And I will say, you know, my wife is a school director. She says the kids are nuts on the days of a full moon. Like, maybe it's just, you know, you're trying to make it be real, but do you believe in that? Like, full moons make people act weird things happen. I'm a believer in that, and I'm not into that stuff generally speaking, but I saw Jose Altuve take his shoe off going barefoot and the umpires like doing all this weird stuff. I'm like, yeah, full moon.
I mean,
I think when weird stuff happen like that, it's safe to blame it on the full moon.
Maybe. I'm just telling you, that's my confession, and I think there's something to it.
All right, good for you. I don't, but also, like, far be it for me to tell you how to believe. What do I know, right? What I do know is that we got a little bit of breaking news.
Mm-hmm.
The Texans have placed backup tight end Brevin Jordan on IR, which begins to make sense as to why Irv Smith Jr., the tight end, was added to the practice mm-hmm. squad. And that is the roster spot which allows D'Angelo Ross to make the 53-man roster. So, you know, you were like, hey, D'Angelo Ross being signed to the roster. And I was kind of mm-hmm. thinking, all right, what's happening there? What's happening there is that you have Brevin Jordan going to the IR. So I guess what that then situation makes means that you probably get some more Cade Stover moving forward over the next
year. Oh, for sure.
Years.
Well, you were getting more anyway, but yes, even more. And tough break for Brevin Jordan. He just can't, I mean, every year it's something, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he's definitely had a good season thus far. He'd really been getting involved a lot. It seemed like the star was growing even more than it had. And unfortunately, he'll miss 4 weeks on IR as he's been placed on IR. Irv Smith Jr. is going to step in on the practice squad. And so we'll see how that continues to go. We talked a lot about the Texans being pretty damn healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You're starting to see, you know, just the natural attrition of football start to add into this. But there you go. If you didn't catch it, Brevin Jordan, tight end, backup tight end for your Texans, is indeed being placed on IR. So there you go. Some lunchtime confessions and, unfortunately, a little bit of bad breaking news when it comes to injuries with your Texans.
Got a lot of full moon believers as well on the text board.
Are you saying that it's the full moon that made Brevin Jordan?
Hey.
You see what you did?
Hey.
You see what you did? That's his fault. According to Cody Stutes, he does not seem Joe Mixon or Damian Pierce at practice.
Oh,
it's the full moon.
What did we talk about at noon?
Full moons.
All right, CJ.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, CJ.
Yeah, because at that point, what are we talking about? We're talking about Cam Akers and Dare and British.
All right, CJ, this is your game.
Ooh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. So We'll talk more about that as we continue. But coming up next, In the Loop on Sports Radio 610, which AFC South team scares you most, if at all? Let's parse through that next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Oh, it's definitely a grip of y'all that believe in the full moon festivities. that happened and the paranormal activities.
I'm getting DMs.
Congratulations.
I'm getting texts. Well, not like that.
I don't know about your life.
All these texts on the board. Like, oh, there are a lot of people. Like a nurse.
Yeah, 832, as a Houston paramedic of over 10 years, full moons have all psych patients.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Very man. Good.
It's weird, man. I will say this. It always affects fishing. Fishing is bad on the day of and day after, like, traditionally.
Why is that?
I don't know. I think it's the gravitational pull. Maybe it makes the fish act a little weird. Fishing is always bad on the full moon and the day after full moon.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know them kids be bad on full moons.
Mm-hmm.
Don't those kids be that bad all the time?
They be bad. Yeah, I'm about to say 24/7.
All right. I appreciate everybody getting involved. You can always do that. Texting in 713-572-4610. Which AFC South team scares you the most, if at all? That's the question that we're asking. And before we get there, I do want to continue to give you information as we're getting news out from practice at NRG Stadium. And multiple folks looking around and not seeing any sign of Damian Pierce nor Joe Mixon. Both those guys, Joe Mixon dealing with an ankle injury. Damian Pierce had a mild strained hamstring. Both of those guys have not been seen at practice. Who has been seen? Both Juice Scruggs and Jarrett Patterson. However, they're on the side not practicing. So they've been spotted but not practicing today. I guess that is better that they're both there. However, you did just sign Quesenberry to the practice squad. Yeah. I do wonder if they're just in a place where they're like, hey, we'll see if these guys get themselves right to the point where they're ready to play on Sunday. But as of Wednesday, you know, two more days of practice after today.
Yeah.
But Wednesday, neither of your centers are practicing, and we don't see your top two running backs at practice.
Both centers and two of your running backs. It ain't great. Which is kind of one of the reasons, you know, it may have had me thinking about, but it sure would be nice to get some CJ Stroud magic going. Maybe we do need that 380 yards, Vicky. I was just wanting some good, you know, passes down the field, getting more people involved.
Have them chuck it about 60 times like the old days.
Maybe we will.
And go ahead and let us know which AFC South team scares you on the Twitch. Which AFC South team? Really, the Texans are the class of the division at this point, which leads to an answer that we got on the YouTube where they said they're going to cheat a little bit because the word other was not used there. They said the Texans scare them in the way that the Texans really their only thing that slowed them down more than is really themselves. Right. We talk about the ideas of penalties and the such and the like. Like, it might be that the Texans are outside of the place where they're really having to contend and consider with, you know, what really is happening around the AFC South at this point at
all. We beat ourselves, you know, as they often say, we just beat ourselves. I don't know, it was 58-7, but okay. but it's not a bad answer. And the reason I say that is I think you can argue every team scares you the most and every one other team in the AFC South scares you the least. Like, it's pretty wild. Not only do the Texans have, you know, a good separation already, you know, 2-0 while they're 0-2.
By the way, 77% chance of making the playoffs according to playoffstatus.com.
And that's the highest in the league, right?
That is the highest in the league as of right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that's just based off of the 0-2, but then you also have the 2-0, and you also have the 0-2s around you. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the Texans seem like they're pretty much 2 weeks in already having an exorbitant lead in getting it done to getting themselves in the playoffs.
I did make myself come up with an answer on this between the Colts, Jaguars, and Titans, but I think you can argue any of them. So the Colts, obviously, they can still be explosive. The Texans have experience with that. Still have Jonathan Taylor, Shane Steichen, all that. They can't stop the run to save their lives.
No, they cannot.
I mean, they just can't stop the run. Injuries are piling up, and including on their defensive line.
Yeah,
Buckner and Latu.
Buckner's on the IR, so he's missing 4 weeks.
Yeah. So the Colts, that's the team I thought would be the biggest competition before the season.
Likewise.
They don't scare me.
No. And I mean, you also take this to the point. We talked extensively a couple weeks ago about Anthony Richardson and the challenges that he poses for teams because of like the high explosive, the boring. We know that that's not what he's good at, but he's been aggressively not good at that. He hasn't had a 50-yard.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, he hasn't had a 50% higher than a 50% completion percentage day yet in the first two weeks, right? So we'll see if that ultimately comes together. But yeah, no. Right now, they are not posing that threat. The Tennessee Titans, shout out to Will Levis, who seems to have, as I called it, that bozo gene with him, right? Like, and even within that, like, you could see some of the talent that he has, but I don't think that anybody viewed this Titans team as a, like, super big threat. We viewed them as a potential nuisance as opposed to a threat, and I feel like what we're seeing early on is that seems to be the case, although I will give them credit. That defense looks a lot stronger than I probably anticipated coming in.
Okay, so spoiler alert. I think the team that scares me the most, and again, not scares me as in, oh, no, they're going to beat the Texans and win the division, is the Titans.
Okay.
Because I think they're going to change quarterbacks at some point. He's that bad.
To Mason Rudolph?
He's that bad. He really is.
And apparently does dumb things.
And as I think I mentioned this to Figgy before, you know, if Mason Rudolph just didn't make those two plays, they might have won at least one of those two games.
You mean Will Levis?
If Mason Rudolph didn't make those two plays that Will Levis made.
Right, if Mason Rudolph was in there in his stead. Yeah.
They might have won at least one of those games. And they do have a very good defense, but their special teams are a mess. They've given up two block punts already in two games. So they don't, like, scare me in the sense of, like, oh, that's the team. But I think that's the team that might end up second.
Yeah, no, that's the team that's definitely going to play you all game long.
That too.
They ain't going to lay down.
The Jaguars are the most interesting one. They got Trevor Lawrence.
I don't know what to think of them, man.
He's in year four, man.
And he's paid.
He's in year four. They're awful in the red zone, awful on third down. Doug Peterson might, you know, he's feeling heat.
That, and he should, right?
Yeah.
Like, he is offense guy, right? Mm-hmm. He is that side of the football. And you have your quarterback being up there saying, "Hey, man, we just suck." You have one of your wide receivers.
He literally said that.
Yeah, you have one of your wide receivers speaking to the idea that, yeah, we have talent, but if that talent is not executing, what's the problem, right? And that's me kind of summarizing.
Christian Kirk ain't even getting the ball.
Yeah, that feels like, in some ways, an indictment of the way that they're going about things offensively.
See, is it Doug Peterson or is it Trevor Lawrence just not really being that great of a quarterback?
Maybe both.
Just being average.
Yeah, ¿por qué no los dos?
¿Por qué no los dos? I think, look, like, I say this again, he's in his fourth season, Trevor Lawrence. That's not, you know, that's not Bryce Young in a bad situation. That's 4 years in the NFL. Let me ask you guys, who scares you the most? I mean, I just laid out, they all have huge flaws. They all have quarterback issues, some a lot worse than others. Who scares you the most?
I mean, there's not a real actual fear there, but as of right now, it's probably the Titans and kind of the possibilities of that as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Colts had those possibilities as well, but they haven't answered that bell hardly at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it is the scrappiness and the physicality that the Titans bring, because I think that's the one thing that can maybe, if you don't have the capabilities of, like, doing this on a scheme level or on a talent level necessarily, you can go beat people up. And I think that they have that within them in some ways of just kind of beating you up physically.
I would probably say maybe, I don't want to give the Jags too much credit, but they probably got the most stable quarterback out of the other two teams.
Right. Probably, yeah.
And I feel like maybe they can possibly find something clicking, but also I would probably say the Colts too a little bit. Like, I'm not the biggest Anthony Richardson guy, but they do got Joe Flacco on the bench. Like, I don't know. I don't think he's going to get benched or anything like that, but if you just have an average quarterback in there, man, maybe they could make a little bit of noise. But that really don't scare me either.
Yeah, and if you look efficiency-wise, it is the Colts that's the best of the three, sitting 18th in the league when you're just talking about EPA per play. Again, efficiency is not the end-all be-all, but that's part of it, right? So if you want to look at the offense efficiency-wise, like, that would put you there. But yeah, none of these teams are really in such a place. They're all kind of in that same tier. Maybe a couple of tiers below what we're talking about for real competition with the Texans, which I think it's exciting in one way, and I think it illustrates something that I've been trying to exist in, which is I'm not looking at the AFC South as the Texans' competition anymore.
Right? No, like, I'm not.
This is not the barrier of where we're talking about.
But, you know, as I started looking at the division, I'm like, man, none of these teams would scare me.
Yeah.
But I would, if I had to pick one, I think I'd go with Titans, and that is I had them last in the division.
Yeah, no, coming into the season. I've been saying that. I mean, they didn't scare me, but that's a team that's probably going to be in the way a little bit.
Yeah.
Because they did so much in the offseason. I think their only issue is the quarterback.
Well, they're a nuisance is what they're going to end up being, I think. Now, they did – they're talking in Tennessee right now a lot about that offensive line. They put a lot of resources into the offensive line, and they're getting manhandled too. So, who knows? Mm. I do think there's a chance they're going to move on from Will Levis. Honestly, you saw the sideline. You saw Brian Callahan.
Yeah,
what the bleep are you doing?
Yeah, when you have that level of frustration this early on, and I don't know, like maybe the candor that mm-hmm. he had in – pretty you know cleanly
pretty
laying into him
yeah
it does make you wonder like what the level of I don't know if respect is the right word but like what level of attachment he feels to that quarterback in that quarterback's development. We might just be making a value assessment on just well who else do you have and is that your best option, but as you have laid out and you made mention to like there that's not his guy and I don't think that job. Unlike what we were talking about with Dave Canales with the Panthers, where mm-hmm. you come into that job, and I imagine a large part of the interview process is, hey, you as offensive guy, this is the quarterback that we have. Is that something you could work with? Because that's a barrier of entry. I don't know if that was the question with Will Levis, if it's like, hey, this mm-hmm. is the guy that we have, and this decides whether or not you get the job. I'm not sure if Will Levis is in that place. So I do wonder if he would have the opportunity, Bill Callahan, or sorry, not Bill Callahan, that's his pops, Brian Callahan, would have the availability to be like, hey, I don't like this guy or what we're doing with this guy. Can I then move this along and try something else? It seems like that's more within his range than probably someone like
Dick Malachi. Yeah, it seems like it's just the stupid decisions, man, because it's mm-hmm. one thing to be a bad quarterback, but when you make dumb decisions like that 2 weeks in a row, then it's like, man, we got to put in Mason Rudolph out of all people.
But still,
he ain't going to make no stupid decisions like that. He might mm-hmm. not be the best quarterback, but he not throwing from his knees and just, you know, lateral and all that stuff, man. Like, I think that's the issue, just the dumb decisions.
Shout out to Ocho, who again reminds us that the Jags scare him because they have
Brian Thomas Jr.
There it is.
Oh, there it is.
Goodness gracious, Are you his agent?
He gets on these little tangents on a player like that, and it's all
that
got
to be his client, man.
works at Frito-Lay, too. Listen, man, who would have thought that Daniel Jones would not be the first quarterback benched, nor the second if Will Levis goes down?
Boy.
Which is on the... Daniel Jones, I saw this stat. So Bryce Young started, what, 8 games? Daniel Jones has started 65.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's crazy.
I mean, you can't relate. just can't relate at all.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I appreciate that exercise, especially because, again, it validates that feeling of, hey, man, the Texans are not competing with the AFC South by any means. Mm-hmm. The Texans are competing with the top of the AFC. Ladies and gentlemen, it is about that time for you to possibly win a $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shops. Again, and the winner will also be entered to win a new grill at the end of the season. Caller number 11 in honor of Greg Kessinger getting the job done last night for the Astros. Caller number 11 will win a $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shops and, of course, be entered for the possibility of winning a new grill at the end of this season. So there you go. We got to take care of you here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, what challenge does the Brian Flores Vikings defense pose for your Texans? Let's break that down. Hear what Casario had to say about it next.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.